blasphemy law in Pakistan is striking close to home for one of our ministry partners. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll share with you the latest on this critical case and how your prayers are needed. And then, from missions to Native America, a moment is turning into a movement. That story in a moment. But first, Pakistan. It's listed as the fourth country in the world where Christians face the most intense persecution. One reason why is the blasphemy law, which is frequently used to attack Christians. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
I received some distressing news over the weekend regarding someone involved in Christian ministry, a very strategically placed and highly influential co-laborer for the gospel of Jesus Christ inside Pakistan. And he was just served with a warrant for his arrest on charges of blasphemy.
Now, if convicted, the result is a mandatory death sentence. And many times, individuals are charged with blasphemy without substantial evidence. Allen shares from the police report.
Dates are not mentioned about when a supposed incident of blasphemy would have occurred. There is no scene or location mentioned of where this took place, not even what the incident was. There was no quotation of that this individual said these words or behaved in this way or did this act. It was simply just, we're charging this person with blasphemy.
So please, pray for this man's safety, for the safety of his family, and for true justice in this case. Find more ways to pray and get involved at missionnews.org. Next, this coming Sunday, November 5th, is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. We're doing a series of feature stories on the persecuted church and how we can pray leading up to IDOP Sunday. First, we reached out to Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA to ask, why is this day so important? His answer?
This is the first thing that persecuted Christians ask us to do. The first thing they ask is pray for us. Please pray for us.
So be talking with your church on how you can participate in the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday. Meanwhile, Nettleton offers this prayer for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Lord, we pray for Christians who are in prison, Christians who are homeless because they are not allowed to live in their village or because their home has been destroyed. Father, firstly, we pray that you would just encourage them, that you would strengthen them to face the challenges and the trials that they're facing. We pray, Lord, that you would protect them and provide for them. Father, the last thing I would pray is that they would know, and supernaturally, even at this moment, they would know someone is praying for them, that they're not alone, they're not forgotten, but that they are being prayed for right even at this moment.
And finally, On Eagle's Wings Summer of Hope is their mission team of Native young people that travels to reservations across North America. So while it finished a while ago, the impact still echoes throughout the year. Ron Hutchcraft at Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says one reservation the On Eagle's Wings team went to this summer was inundated with drug overdose deaths. The team declared the gospel, though, and several young people accepted Christ. The team then met with a local ministry to support follow-up.
Within days of the team leaving, they had their first event. Well, guess what? 17 more came to Christ, and the team was gone. The movement has begun. And so following the model of On Eagle's Wings to the best that they can, they have started, and now that's an ongoing movement of youth ministry that had never existed there before.
The next thing for On Eagle's Wings is a winter retreat in the next few months.
We will pull them together for a renewal, refreshing, kind of between the summers, place where we can just pour into them and help them heal and renew and reset their relationship with Christ.
Would you continue to pray for the spiritual renewal of these Native young people? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You know, sometimes we need tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.